Zach Condon, aka Beirut, and John Natchez, one of the horn players, have just swung by the tent. Welcome, gentlemen. Welcome, Adelaide Live 2008.
Oh, cheers.
Have you recovered from that blistering heat up there on the stage yet?
Absolutely not. I'm still swimming in, well, I don't know what to call it, actually.
When I was watching you yesterday afternoon, it kind of came to me that Beirut is for French and gypsy music like Calexico is to Tex-Mex. I think it's a really interesting comparison. How do you feel about that comparison?
I'd say it's not far off for sure. We definitely take elements from all that and exposing it in a way that Calexico does to an otherwise very just, native kind of hidden style of music. But at the same time, I also feel like when it comes down to it, it's almost like we're just a local funeral band that somehow managed to get on a giant stage like this. So.
A local funeral band's interesting because even though you're American, you have a long, proud history of marching bands, particularly coming out of New Orleans and stuff like that. Your love for brass, I know you've talked about it many, many times, but how did you come across this big French gypsy brass sound?
That's a good question. I think the original interest in that sort of music came from the first travels in Europe. As like a 17-year-old, I think, was how old I was. Yeah. But before that, I'd been watching films and stuff. I just interested in a sound that it's so hard to explain sometimes, that it just was unavailable, did not exist. This kind of nostalgia, this bittersweet, romantic music, and the horns, brass, seem to express it better than any other instrument sometimes.
And you came across it specifically in Paris, where you were hanging out, yeah?
Yeah, Paris was interesting about that. It's funny coming from America, world music is for quite a while, was very taboo to listen to. In fact, it was considered, I don't know, I wouldn't say lowbrow, I would say perhaps pretentious, like listening to jazz music or something, for the indie scene in the 90s and whatnot. And then you go to Paris and people have, Cochani Orchestra CDs right next to their, Air Moon Safari CD, and frankly, they don't care that there's any difference to them. It's all some version of pop music, whether or not it's from the other side of the world.
So, John, as a horn player, what background are you coming from into this band?
I'm a guy who I think started playing horn in a way that a lot of Americans started. I started almost by accident in a pro, and there are a lot of American schools that just sort of give kids horns and are like, hey, if you want to learn this, you can learn it. And that's really where I started from. But then in terms of the music that interests me, I came sort of from a more jazz background. That's the fabric of American horn music, jazz music. Played a lot of New Orleans kind of music, actually, as I mentioned that, which was fun. And but then I think, like a lot of horn players these days, kind of wanted another sound to go into, and it was really serendipity for both Kelly, who's the other horn player, and I, that we sort of stumbled upon Zach and his music, because it's been a great and really fun and really rewarding experience for us to play this horn music. It's very horn-centric, and so, very fun for us to play these loud, blaring, great...
The alternative route.
Yeah.
for brass.
Yeah, but it really ecstatic horn parts. And at the same time, it's no pun intended, kind of new world of horn music for both of us. I'm speaking for Kelly, obviously, but for both of us, which has been really fun.
And the audiences obviously really dig it as well. I mean, in terms of indie music, you never hear horns. Never hear it.
Or you hear them in like a very typical kind of programmatic way of like, it's a soul band, and like there's the horn line, and it's going to be like da-da-da-da-da-da-da, very, rhythmic and simple. And one of Zach's many strengths, without trying to make him blush or something, is to write these very great melodies, these just wonderful melodies. Every element of every part of every Beirut song, obviously I'm a biased source here coming from within the band, but it's this really beautiful melody. And so it's really fun to be a part of that as a horn player who's done, trust me, paid my dues in many bands where play just kind of like da-da-da-da-da-da-da kind of horn parts, to play these wonderfully expressive horn parts. It's been a lot of fun.
So you've been allowed to flourish.
Yeah.
as all horn members should be able to do, and horn players. Thank you so much for swinging by the tent.